This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update for July 29th, 2021. Here's a handful of the issues that we're following today. First, Ford had great growth in quarter two earnings and revenues. Revenue reached $27 billion. Profits were $561 million. It is fascinating to see the profits being so small compared to the profits of the big technology companies. I think Ford was thrilled to eke out a profit. In contrast, Facebook had $10.3 billion in second quarter profits. Samsung, which cleaned up on chip sales, had $8.37 billion in Q2 profits. Ford was thrilled to get $561 million. Just a stark contrast between the profitability of the new technology companies versus the old line legacy companies is sort of pick your adjective, scary or fascinating or what, a bit of both. As we just mentioned, our second story, Samsung, telephone sales slowing a little bit, but their chip sales remarkable and saw $8.37 billion in Q2 profits. McDonald's, another old line retailer and restaurateur, reported sales of $5.9 billion. Their profits, their revenues went up. They had a good quarter. The fourth issue that we're following is sort of a precursor to what can happen in the private equity business. Housing sales are starting to soften for a whole number of reasons, not just inventory reasons, but there is a slowness in people wanting to buy new homes now that hasn't been out there for the last year. Sales had risen so crazily the last year, and now they're starting to slow, and inventory is growing a little bit. I don't think you're in the private equity industry you're going to see inventory growing. If anything, prices may stay very, very high, so there might be not enough inventory of great companies to buy, but you can see total deal volume starting to slow, but it might be due to just not enough companies to buy versus necessarily a softening of demand. I think demand in the private equity business is going to stay very white hot given the extent of dollars that are sitting in private equity coffers to buy companies. But some fascinating things going on. Another issue that we find absolutely fascinating is the Fed is starting to finally hint at tapering their bond buying. And as they taper their bond buying, Treasury yields will go up a little bit. This may also ultimately soften the public markets a little bit, soften the private equity markets just a little bit as it makes lending just a little bit more expensive, and people could start to have an alternative to buying equities. In any event, those are five of the stories we're following today. Ford, a terrific quarter, almost $27 billion in sales. Samsung, a great quarter, $8.37 billion in profit. Facebook, we've mentioned on an earlier podcast, $10.3 billion in second quarter profit. The Fed starting to slow their bond buying, and finally, housing sales starting to soften a little bit, which may or may not be a precursor to a slowdown in PE activity. Thank you so much for listening to the Scott Becker Private Equity Update and the Becker Business Update for July 29th, 2021.